Welcome to the Walking on the Word podcast with Eddie Kennedy and Nate Barber from Good News Church. During this podcast, we'll highlight practical keys to prosperity, build your faith, and encourage you to live the abundant life that God's called you to live.
It's really a simple process. Believe, speak, act.
Believe, speak, act. It really is.
It's so simple. If you just break it down, every need that we have can be met through that simple equation. Believe, speak, and act.
That's right. You acknowledge the need, and then that's it. Then you look for the word. What am I going to stand on? Then I put that word in me, through my eye gates, through my ear gates, through my mouth gate, put it in me until it is big enough in me that I believe it. I believe it, and I'm speaking it, and I act on it. I mean, Peter could have sat right there in the boat. Peter said, if it is you, bid me come. If Peter didn't get out of the boat, it didn't make Jesus any less Jesus than he was.
Right.
Jesus still was the Son of God. He still was Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah. He still was walking on the water. Whether they believed it or not, he still was. Now, he would have probably just walked on to the other side, or he would have walked to the boat. I'm not sure what he would have done. But it didn't change him and who he was. But he said, Peter said, if it is you, bid me come. And so he had a decision. Jesus said, come. Okay, what am I going to do? Am I going to get out of the boat? Am I going to put my faith on his word? Am I going to speak? Am I going to act? Because it doesn't change Jesus. He's still Jesus. But am I going to do it? And he does do it. All the rest of them should have done it. But Peter did get out there and do it. So he did it. But the deal for us is when we have this choice, this opportunity in front of us, we have to believe the word. We have to speak the word. And we have to act on it.
That's it. That's the solution. We solved the world's problems in 20 minutes. But it's real practical, too. I mean, the fact that we can look for God's ways to become our ways. Are we looking to him for those answers? Being led by peace, praying in the Spirit to understand those things that are higher than our ways, so that they can become our ways, because he wants his ways to be our ways.
Right.
Because he wants us to do what he tells us to do. But there's a practical application and a practical thing that he wants us to do in the natural. I think about my sister-in-law. Her and her husband were believing God for a baby. And he had had, what's that surgery called?
Vasectomy.
Vasectomy, yeah. He had a vasectomy, all right? So it's physically impossible for him to produce the seed to have a child, you know? So they're thinking about natural options, okay? Adoption, reversal of that surgery, which would cost, you know, in the thousands, tens of thousands of dollars.
And be painful.
And be extremely painful. And so, and then there's miraculous conception.
Right.
And they don't know how God's going to provide for them, but they knew that God was going to provide. And so they begin to pray. They say, God, what do we need to do in this situation? They look at his word. They look at a story like Abraham and Sarah. You know, if he did it for them, he's not a respecter of persons.
That's
he
right.
can do it for us. You
That's
know?
Right.
And whether it's her womb that was dead or the path to the seed's been cut off, and tied up, there's still God can give life to the dead. We call those things that be not as though they are. And so they begin to pray, God, what do we do? And he directs them just in their heart to sow a seed. And it was a big seed for them, a seed beyond themselves, but they were obedient and they did this. Several months later, months go by, and they're just going along life as normal. And then finally we get a call, guess what, I'm pregnant.
About that.
And
praise God.
No vasectomy reversal, no adoption, a miraculous conception, because they had heeded what God said to them. They did what he spoke to their heart. Now, how could this seed of giving, you know, something natural be applied to this. It was just a faith test, you know.
That's exactly right.
Are you going to listen to what I tell you to do?
It's something about that, obeying God, and even sometimes it's totally unrelated stuff. Mm-hmm. You don't put the two pieces together. But what you're doing is you put yourself in a position to receive when you obey Him.
Right.
It's a really a heart issue more than anything else. You do something on the inside. You decide to, I'm going to obey. I'm going to step out and trust God. And I'm going to obey what He said do. And it puts your heart in a place where you're able to receive. Mm-hmm. Because really, you have to receive it in your heart first before you're going to get in the physical realm.
Right.
So they did it. And it puts them in a place where they can hear from Him, and they are willing and they are obedient.
Right, yeah.
So if they're willing and they're obedient, we know that they're going to eat the good of the land. So they hear from God, and then they obey it, and He's able to do something in their life. Mm-hmm. I mean, you really don't ever see Jesus. Never do you see Jesus doing something beyond someone's will.
Right.
If I'm willing... Mm-hmm. And I'm obeying, then I'm lining up my will and my actions with Him. And it just puts you in a line to receive. It puts you in a place to receive. It puts you in the flow mm-hmm. of the power. Or it puts you in the flow of being able to receive from God. It's really a simple thing.
Right.
But yet it is so difficult sometimes to our natural brains and our natural minds. Mm-hmm. How can just doing this one thing God asked me to do here make such a big difference over there? But it really does.
Yeah.
Because it puts us in that flow with Him. And if we're in that flow with Him, then His power can flow into us.
Absolutely.
And when His power flows into us, then we get the desires of our heart. We get the things we've asked of Him. We get them. Mm-hmm. It's what changes the natural thing.
Right.
Because natural circumstances are under, you know, they're under spiritual. They're under our words. They're mm-hmm. under it. And so those things change.
Right.
Praise God, that's a great story.
Yeah. And you think of it, what would have happened had they not been obedient? You know, they'd still be trying. And a lot of people... In a similar situation, apart from acting on what God's told them to do, they would begin to blame God mm-hmm. as if He's withholding.
Right.
You know?
And we know from the Scripture He is not withholding.
The problem's not on His end, it's on our end. And so every person with a need, God has a solution to meet that need. The Scripture says He already knows our need even before we ask. And if He knows the need, He's already got a solution to meet that need. He's already got a way that He's working behind the scenes working on people, you know, to give to us, to meet a financial need. But are we going to be in position to receive that need based on our obedience, based on our trust of Him?
We hope you've enjoyed this Walking on the Word podcast. Tune in next week for another episode with Eddie Kennedy and Nate Barber from Good News Church.